ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 8, entitled The Churning of Milk Ocean. Text number 1. Sri Suka Uvacha Pite Gare Vishankena प्रीतः ते अमरदानमा ममन्तु तरसा सिन्धुं हविर्धानी ततः अभवत्। श्री शुक उवाच पिते गरे वृषांकेण प्रीतः ते अमरदानवा प्रीतास्ते अमरदानवा ममन्तु तरसा सिन्धु हविर्धानी ततो भवत्। श्रीशुक उवाच पिते गरे वृषांकेण प्रीतास्ते अमरदानवा ममन्तु तरसा सिन्धुं हविर्धानी ततो भवत्। श्री शुक उवाच पिते गरे वृषांकेण प्रीतास्ते अमरदानवा ममन्तु तरसा सिन्धुं हविर्धानी ततो भवत्। माताजी श्रीशुक उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड पीते वाज ड्रंक गरे व्हेन द पॉइजन विषांकेण बाय लॉर्ड शिवा हु सिट्स ऑन ए बुल प्रीता बींग प्लेज ते ऑल ऑफ देम अमरा द डेमिगॉड्स दानवा एंड द डीमंस ममंतु अगेन बिगिन टू चर्न तरसा विथ ग्रेट फोर्स सिंधुम द ओशन ऑफ मिल्क हविर्धानी द सुरभि काउ हु इज द सोर्स ऑफ क्लेरिफाइड बटर ततः फ्रॉम दैट चर्निंग अभवत वाज जनरेटेड Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sukadeva Goswami continued. Upon Lord Shiva's drinking the poison, both the demigods and the demons began being very pleased, began to churn the ocean with renewed vigor. As a result of this, there appeared a cow known as Surabhi.
Purport.
The Surabhi cow is described as Havirdhani, the source of butter. Butter, when clarified by melting, produces ghee or clarified butter, which is inevitably necessary for performing great ritualistic sacrifices. I stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:5, Jagyadana tapa karma na tyajam karyam eva tat sacrifice, charity, honesty are essential to keep human society perfect in peace and prosperity. Jagya, the performance of sacrifice, is essential to perform jagya. Clarified butter is absolutely necessary, and to get clarified butter, milk is necessary. Milk is produced when there are sufficient cows. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 18:44, cow protection is recommended. Krishi, Gorakshan, Vanijya, Vaishyakarma, Svabhavajam. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुर्जनमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः भूतैर्महद्भियैमा पुरो विभो निर्मायसे ते अदमुष पुरुषं भोक्ते गुणान् षोडशषोडशात्मकम् सोलं कृष्णं भगवन् वचांसि मे आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेश तनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काजदुपासना ब्रजवधूवरगेण वाकल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमापुमर्थो महान् श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु मर्तविदं तत्रादरो न परः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनुऽपि सची पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजं उरुपुरी माधुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधा कुन्नम गिरिवरमहो श्रीराधिका माधवासां प्राप्तो यस प्रथित कृपयां तं गुरो नतोऽस्मि नमं विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुभगाय जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो द पर्पस ऑफ चर्निंग the milk ocean was to obtain the nectar. Now the demigod and the demons both agreed to make a truce to churn the ocean in order to obtain the nectar. Lord very nicely had taught the demigod what they should do and what they should not do. The Lord hinted them that demigods should not be hankering for anything. Rather, they should be content. Because demoniac nature is to be competitive. They want to live in competition. So, if the demigod wants something, demon will say, why should you have? I should have that. That's demoniac nature. Demoniac nature means envy. Competition means envy. If it is for sense gratification. Not for serving Krishna. So, there are tuition class. The tuition was given by the Lord to demigod. Like we go to nowadays in the classes, the children, they go for tuition. So, Lord give the tuition that when this churning starts, before that, the Vasuki has agreed to be the rope of Mandara mountain to churn. So Lord said that when time comes that who will hold what part, there are two parts. One was the mouth part, another was the tail part. So Lord said only on this point you can say what you want. Thereafter don't say. And then automatically the demons will give to you. Because they will know it is not very important. So they will give to you. Because we If something is important in our life, we want to obtain it. We want to get it. We have too much hankering to get that thing. Oh, let me get this thing. Let me get this thing. If it's not important, boom. Things are there. We don't care. So demoniac nature is in different ways. So the Lord said, in this one issue, you show your eagerness. Rest, take it easy. So when time came for churning the ocean, so the demigod had to hold one part of the snake and the demon had to hold other part. So Lord told to the demigod that, look, when the churning will start, the snake has too much fire, too much poison, and that poison will come out. So if you hold the mouth part, then poison will come and you all are going to burn. So you have to hold the tail part. But if you tell that you want to hold the tail part, demon will say, why should you hold the tail part? We'll hold the tail part. You hold the mouth part. So the Lord said, when the time comes to choose that which one you will take, the mouth part or tail part, so you also said, we will hold the mouth part. So the demigod did same thing. They said, we are going to hold the mouth part. They came out boldly and said, hey, we are superior. We are going to hold the mouth part. Demon said, hey, get lost. We are superior to you. You better hold the tail part. We are going to hold the mouth part. That's what Lord wanted. Anyway, so that's how the churning began. Now, in this one pastime of the Lord of churning the ocean, we see the Lord appearance. Lord appear to make the truce between these two. When the churning started, then the Mandrachal started sinking. There's no base. So Lord appeared a tortoise, Kachapotar, to hold it. And when they're churning, then mountain are going like up, down, it's churning, up, down like this. So there's no balance. Then Lord appeared again as Vishnu and he sat down with Sahastrabahu, Ananta. He appeared like Ananta with unlimited hand and he sat down on the top of Mandaraj. So down he was as Kachap, on the top he was sitting. So both way he was balancing. And in middle, the demons and demigod, they are churning. There are big significance of the Lord balancing things. Sometime in our life, we become proud that I am the doer. I can do things. But we forget that the balance in our life is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma. He balances our life. Just like he is balancing the huge Mandara mountain. The same Lord is balancing the whole universe. He is balancing our life. Just we are not recognizing that. And whole process of Krishna consciousness is to recognize that Lord is balancing our life. And offer our gratitude to Lord for balancing our life. So when the churning started, the first thing appeared as poison. Any endeavor, when we start, then first thing comes trouble. Because this is the nature of this material world. Dukhalayam asaswatam. First dukha or distress will come. Some trouble will come. We all know we were born one day and when we started walking, first what happened? We fell. Many of us, at least I know, we broke our hand and leg also in falling. Nowadays the kids, they don't break hand and leg because they are well protected. But in villages, there is not much protection. So you have to go and jump from here, there, boom. So breaking hand and leg, and many trouble comes, falling comes. But falling, getting up, it happened. So in churning, first thing came out was poison. Now, when the poison came, the demigod and demons, the demons were already burning because they were holding the mouth side of the basket. They're already, you know, their energy was drained out. They're already, you know, very weak. And when the poison came, it started burning. So demigod and demon, both they fainted one way. They fainted, they left the basuki because there's so much, you know, heat while they are in their poison. They become just like sometime in summer season. We have seen that how much our energy gets drawn in summer season. Even the monkeys in Vrindavan, they'll jump up and down all the time. But you can notice in summer season, they sit down peacefully. Their energy drains away. Not much energy left. So heat drains away all the energy. So the demigod and demon, both were like unconscious. What to do? What to do? So all the Prajapati, they approach Lord Shiva to pray for, please save it. Save this situation. He is known as Ashutosh or Shiva. Wow, my goodness. This garland has a special thing. The pin. Anyway, it happens. We get in Bombay also. Don't worry. So, Lord Shiva, the very name of Shiva means auspicious, one who can bring auspiciousness in everybody's life. And he is Ashutosh. Ashutosh means easily pleased. So when the Prajapati, they came to pray to Lord Shiva, for the benefit of one and all, Lord Shiva agreed to observe the poison, take the poison. That's the quality of a Vaishnava. In Bhagavatam 12th canto, it said, Vaishnavanam ithasambhu. Among the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the exalted Vaishnava. Why he exalted? Because the Vaishnava, they don't mind to take any trouble for the benefit of the people in general. So Lord Shiva, for the benefit of the demons and demigod and people in general, he agreed to take the poison. Now he was along with his wife Sati. Sati also heard it. Now usually if a husband and wife is sitting and you come to the husband and say, my dear sir, here is potassium cyanide and I like you to drink that because it's very harmful. Here is poison, please drink it. Well, husband will react maybe after, but wife will react immediately. How dare you say my husband to drink the poison? What have you think yourself? Right, is it not? That's what wife nature, they are very protective. So she will come forward. But in this instance, we see Mother Sati was very cool and calm. Rather, she was pleased that my husband can be useful for the people in general. So from Mother Sati, woman in general, or the wife in general, should take a lesson. If my husband can do something good for people in general, I should give up my selfish nature. I should not worry. Not only that, Mother Sati also knew the power of Lord Shiva, that who is Lord Shiva. He can digest or he can hold it, no problem. Now Sati was pleased, and when Lord Shiva saw that Sati is pleased, then okay, now he can give approval. Because in front of the wife, if somebody asks something, the husband will look at his wife first, what she had to say. Otherwise he will be in trouble later on. So Lord Shiva saw, and Sati was very happy, so he agreed. And then all the poison had spread all over places, he took all the poison on his palm, and while he was drinking, he thought, he drank up to here, said, if I bring it down, there are so many living entities, they will die with this poison. So he hold the poison only to his kantha, on his throat, and the whole throat was filled with poison and it became bluish. So Lord Shiva got a special name by holding that poison, known as Nilakantha. Nila means blue and Kantha means throat. One who has blue throat, Nilakantha. So Lord Shiva is also called Nilakantha. And then starts this chapter. Astame manthyamana yulabdho lakshmaya vishno brito surai dhanavantare hirte somi mohinya udbhava iryate. This chapter, Astame, means the 8th chapter, describes that when the churning was going on, what are the things came from the ocean? Churning began. Then first came was Surabhi cow, which were taken by the sages. Second came Uchasarva, the horse, which were taken by Bali Maharaj. Third came Airavat, the elephant, male and female. And both were taken by Indra. Then appeared Kaustav Mani, which Lord Vishnu took and put on his chest. Then appeared Parijat flower and different kind of celestial women, Apsaraj. And they were given to demigod. And then appeared Lakshmi Devi. In front of everyone, Lakshmi Devi accepted Lord Vishnu as her Lord and Master. So Lord appeared there again. And the Lord drank the poison in the form of Lord Shiva also. In Brahma Samhita, it describes how he drank this. And then, when Lakshmi was taken by Vishnu, all the demigods, they are very disturbed. And seeing the disturbed situation, the demons were very disturbed. And seeing the disturbed situation of the demon, Lord made arrangement that Varuni appear. That is a liquid to be intoxicated. So this was given to the demons. And then finally Lord Dhanvantari appeared with the nectar. And then the demons, they snatched the nectar from Dhanvantari's hand. So demigods were baffled, what to do? Now it's gone. Then Lord appeared, Mohinyo Udbhava Iryate. In front of them, Lord appeared as a Mohini incarnation to distribute. So these are the different things which appeared in this chapter, in the churning of the ocean, have been described in this chapter. Now, to come back on this sloka here, so text number one, Srishtu Kauvacha, Pite Gare Visankena, Visankena. Lord Shiva has his carrier, the bull. Lord Shiva sits on the bull. So here he has been addressed as Brishak Ankena, one who sits on a bull is called Brishankena. Pite Gare, Pite means drank, like you said, Pani Piyo. Pite means drink. Gare means poison. When Lord Shiva drank the poison and he hold the poison in his neck region, then all the heat which was generated by the poison, and it affected the life of demons and demigod, they were unconscious. So the poison is gone and they became conscious. Not that only they became conscious, but they became very powerful. They got a lot of courage. And that is the glory of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is all auspicious. Lord Shiva, who has moon on his Chandramouli, Lord Shiva is also called Chandramouli, one who has moon on his forehead, on his head. Ganga resides on his jata. So moon, nature of moon is cooling. And Ganga, to purify everyone and giving the cooling soothness. And this has made Lord Shiva so cooling that whoever sees Lord Shiva, they become very happy. They become very, you know, full up with strength. And over and over, Lord Shiva is a great devotee of the Lord. He keeps chanting Hare Krishna all the time. If you see Sadashiva, he is sitting in posture of meditation. He is chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. So, since Lord Shiva chants always the holy name of the Lord Ram, his life is from top to bottom, everywhere, in, out, everywhere, it is very peaceful life. Very cooling, very soothing life Lord Shiva has. Therefore, people in general can relate a lot with Lord Shiva. Even in India, there are many Shivite Vaishnava, there are many Shivite Bhakta. They are devotee of Lord Shiva because they can relate easily with Lord Shiva. Krishna, he demands sarvadharman parityaja mamekam saranam vraja. Lord Ramchandra also has condition, but Shiva has no condition. Anybody can go to him because he is Vaishnava. The Vaishnava are dhira, adhira, janak, priya, priya karau. They are equally disposed to ruffian as well as to gentle. So anybody can go to Lord Shiva. Kansa, when Ravana can go, Hiranyakashipu can go, anybody can go to Lord Shiva. And so a devotee like Narada, Kumaraj, everybody can go to Lord Shiva. And what does Lord Shiva do? He is very busy chanting and hearing Harikatha. We have heard from 6th canto Bhagavatam that when Chitraketu was flying, he saw Lord Shiva was surrounded by all the saintly Vaishnavas. Right? What were they doing? They were hearing Bhagavat Katha. Although he has Sati sitting on his lap, but he was not disturbed. Because his mind was totally absorbed in Harikatha. And whoever mind is absorbed in hearing Harikatha or chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that person will never be disturbed. I often say this story of the family of Lord Shiva, that because of the presence of Lord Shiva, the family lives very content, very peaceful way. Let us see who are the people in the family of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is there, his wife Sati is there, Parvati is there, Kartikeya is there, and Ganesh is there. Four man family, four person family. And along with that, there are family members such as Lord Shiva is addressed here, Vrishankena, the Vrishaka, the bull, his carrier. Sati has her carrier. What is the carrier of Sati or Parvati? Anybody knows? Lion, right? Singhavahini. She knows Singhavahini. Her vahan or her carrier is Singha or lion. Ganesh, he has a carrier. What is his carrier? Come on, what is the carrier of Ganesh? Mouse. And Kartikeya, he has a carrier. What is his carrier? Brother of Ganesh. Yes? Peacock. Yes? Mayuravahana. He has a peacock, has a carrier. And Lord Shiva has a snake around his neck. They are family member of Lord Shiva. Just see the position, see the mentality. Have you seen ever a friendship between a bull and lion? Bull and lion, the lion will come to eat the bull. Have you seen the friendship between a snake and a mouse? The snake will always attack the mouse. Have you seen ever the friendship between a peacock and a snake? The peacock will eat the snake. So all of them are, you know, opposite nature. But they live very peacefully. There were never ever fight. The lion never attacked the brisa. The snake never attacked on mouse. Neither the peacock attacked on the snake. They are very peaceful. How? Because Lord Shiva is always Krishna conscious. The potency of Krishna consciousness is very powerful. The potency of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is very powerful. Lord Chaitanya made everyone dance in Jharkhand forest. Lion, deer, they're embracing each other and dancing and chanting. Elephant, peacocks. Prabhupada, he did the same thing. American, European, Indian, Hindu, Muslim, everybody, he made chant and dance. How? By the power of his holy name. So Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Mithasambhu. He is just from him a cooling rage comes. We get a lot of spiritual strength by Lord Shiva. Physical strength as well as spiritual strength. So here said, Pritaha Te Amaradanava. When Lord Shiva drank the poison, then they became conscious, they were unconscious, they became conscious, and then Prita means very pleased. Mentally they were very pleased. So physically one may be very strong, but mentally if he is disturbed, then he will not be able to do things. But somebody is very mentally strong, and physically when he has some problem, still he can pull on. I remember You know Jayaprataka Maharaj. He had brain hemorrhage in Bombay, and we admitted him in Hinduja Hospital. He was gone. He was in coma. So Dr. Ashok happened to be my friend. So when he came, when he became conscious, and doctor said, of course you all had prayed for him, that's okay, but this man, he wants to live, he doesn't want to die, he wants to live, so nothing can take him away. Karmana daivanetrena, daivanetra for perfection, for anything, karmana daivanetrena, our endeavor and the mercy of the Lord. So devotee of the Lord, all over the world, were chanting. But he has his own endeavor, and that he wanted to live. That is mentally. Even today, his handicap, still he travels all over the world, he gives classes, he meets devotee. Because mentally he is very strong. So mental satisfaction is very, very important. More than physical. Mentally, if you are strong, then physically you can pull on. But physically you are very strong, and mentally you are drained down, depressed. Nothing you can do. So the demigod, Amara Danava. Amar means the demigod, and Danava means demon. The demigod and demon both were prita. They are contained. They are satisfied. Mentally they are very happy. Mentally they got happy, and they got up. Come on, let us do it. Let's do it. So mamantu tarasa, the word high menu tarasa. The tarasa means with force. Like arrow is called tarasa. When somebody releases the arrow, how the arrow goes? By force to penetrate the object. Same way the word high menu here, mamantu tarasa sindhu. Tarsa means with force, with mental force and physical force. With both force, they came forward. Mamantu tarsa sindhu. So Lord, here this verse is in four parts. First describe, after Lord Shiva drank the poison, the demons and demigod, they are mentally satisfied. And they wake up from their unconscious state. And they were very strong physically also. And forcefully, they started churning the ocean. And then, Havirdhani tatu ahvat. Havirdhani means Shurabhikau, who is the source of clarify butter came out. So Prabhupada in Parapat, he talks about the importance of butter. Now butter means ghee for performing sacrifice or jagya, we need ghee. Now how to make clarified butter, how to make ghee? Nowadays we don't get ghee. Whatever ghee you get today from market, this ghee is very dangerous. This ghee will increase your cholesterol. But the real ghee will cut your cholesterol. In India, there are many Ayurvedic places. Even today, one I know, Mr. Tambe, he cures disease by pure ghee. He will make you drink the ghee. And that ghee will work like greasing your body. All the toxin will be cleared up. How that ghee is made and how this ghee is made. See, this ghee, what we are using, is made, we take out the top part from the milk, the malai, we call malai, right? We take out from the milk directly and churn and make it ghee. So this one will increase our cholesterol. But the ghee made like Mother Yashoda used to make. Boil the milk, put some dahi little bit, let it become curd, and then take a earthen pot, in earthen pot, and then take the churning rod and churn, like Yasoda used to do. Yani yani hagitani tadvalak charitani to dadhi nirmanthane kale tan asmaran gayata. Dadhi nirmanthane kale, while you're churning the butter. So churning the butter, see, when butter is churned by hand physically, it creates a type of heat which melts the curd and it becomes makhan or butter, the white thing which Krishna is eating, makhan chor, Krishna is makhan chor. Nowadays, they put in machine to churn, and machine has too much heat, and that heat takes the real substance which is useful for our body. But churning by hand, earlier every house they had cow, and every morning lady used to get up and churn the butter. That way they are very healthy by churning the butter. Mother Yashoda was churning the butter. Physically also very good. And butter, they take the butter every day and put in a pot, and after a week they melt the butter. And when they melt the butter, and butter becomes like water, and then watery part take it out, that is clarified butter, that is the pure ghee. So when Charvaki is talking, yatom jive, yato jivet sukham jivet rinam kritva ghritam pivet, he says, as long as you have to live, live happily, beg, borrow or steal, but drink ghee. Your ghee was making people very strong. But you are not talking about this Amul ghee and all this ghee what you buy from the market. You are not talking about this ghee. You are talking about that ghee which is churned by, you know, the ladies and made in makhan or butter, and then, you know, melt the butter. And there are two parts will come. One ghee, water will come, and some the, you know, dirt from that butter will also become the black part. That's also very tasty. You put some salt and black pepper and it, oh my goodness, that is far out. That is very tasty. So that is also tasty and ghee is also tasty. So that was the system. So anyway, Prabhupada talks about the cow protection, how it is important to have cow protection. For the cow, we get the milk. From milk, we make the, you know, curd. And from curd, we make the butter. From butter, we make the ghee. And ghee is used for sacrifice. And Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter. Jagyadana tapah karma na tyajantam karya eva tat. Jagyadanam tapah pavananim manishinam. Even the manishi, even the great saintly person also becomes purified by performing the sacrifice. So one should perform, we should not give up this thing. And in the Kali Yuga, of course, our sacrifice is Jagyai Sankirtana Parayai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then somebody will say, well, in this Jagya Sankirtan Jagya, there is no ghee required. What is that ghee for? That clarified butter will make nice puri, halwa, sabji, and offer to the Lord and distribute prasadam. That is part of our Sankirtan Jagya, prasad distribution, part of Sankirtan Jagya. But we should do with the pure ghee. So, to summarize this verse, here Sukadeva Goswami talks about that after Lord Shiva drank the poison, emotionally, mentally, physically, every way, the demons and demigods, they were surcharged, they were energetic, and with force, tarasa, with, you know, too much force, or with encouragement, and they got too much enthusiastic, and they started churning the ocean. So the first thing appear is Surabhi cow from the churning. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. You were mentioning the sages were hearing Hari Katha from Lord Shiva. And you were also mentioning that the Lord keeps our balance in our life. And so my question is kind of related to that point. We usually, the importance of hearing Hari Katha, we usually hear that there's 9 processes of devotional service. And either one of them performed could give one perfection. However, we hear that usually it's necessary to eat food, that's obvious. But as far as feeding our...
Without mic, I can hear better.
We see that it's absolutely a necessity to eat food. And, you know, otherwise we'll die.